following speech was made by the President of Galesburg, Illinois, May 8, 1950.
Still some men who keep telling you that we can economize by following an isolationist policy. These men can't see beyond the end of the noses. They don't see that isolationism would let the rest of the world be swallowed up by communism. That would certainly bring on a new world war just as it did in 1939. We reneged on our allies in 1921, just as Russia is trying to do this day, and doing it with the help of our own isolationists. I don't think I need to tell you that another world war would not be fought entirely on foreign soil, as the last two have been. The terrible weapons now available could be used to tear up our cities by the roots. Some people get hysterical in the face of problems like these. I believe that we should meet this challenge calmly. We should do everything in our power to support the United Nations and to help the free nations abroad who are putting up such a good fight against communism. And we ourselves must stay strong. I've often said that our goal must be not peace in our time, but peace for all time. We can have peace, but it takes hard work, and it'll cost a great deal of money. We're now spending 71% of our budget to pay the cost of past wars and to prevent a future war. It'd be easy enough to cut the expense of our armed forces, to cut off help to the European countries that are trying to survive and overcome communism. That would be easy enough to do, and we'd have a balanced budget. But in the long run, we'd pay the fiddler. This is the financial load which is causing a deficit, trying to prevent a third world war. But I want to tell you from my heart that this cost is nothing compared to the cost of losing the peace. In 1945, the budget of the United States was $103 billion. When Japan folded up in September, I cut off $65 billion of that budget and canceled the contract so that that money would not have to be spent. I've been asking the country to spend over a four-year period about $20 billion to prevent another world war. Now, which is cheaper, $20 billion over 4 years or $100 billion a year to fight another war? I don't think I need to argue that question with you. I'm not afraid of losing the peace, because I believe that the people of Illinois and others like you all over the country understand the situation in the world today. I think you know that international cooperation is the key to world peace. We had experience with not cooperating in 1920. It brought on another war. We must cooperate to build another war. I think you know that we will never have to worry about the strength of the United States as long as we keep moving forward with measures to provide prosperity and a better life for our fellow citizens. A third way for more people in agriculture, in industry, in housing, health and education will strengthen this country and make the road to world peace less difficult. I can't tell you how pleasant it's been to be with you this morning. I had no idea that there were 10 acres of people in Galesburg. This, as you know, marks the 5th anniversary of VBA. Also, incidentally, marks 66 anniversaries for the President of the United States. I appreciate this celebration. You make this a very, very happy birthday for me. Thank you very much. I'll bring him out.